But the notion of police and prisons and how they relate to white supremacy. I guess in a way, I can simply say intimately and sit down. Because the structure of white supremacy ultimately is contingent upon the function of police and prisons. And to understand that, we need to back up a little bit in time. I don't know how many Foucauldian scholars we have out there, but Michel Foucault put out a book some time back that's been very influential in shaping consciousness and the understanding of the nature, the function, primarily of prisons, but also of police in society. We look around today with the proliferation of prisons, the proportion of the population in the so-called free world of North America that's lodged behind bars in an ever-expanding penal archipelago, and we think it's been that way forever. It's getting bigger, but it's always been that way, and the fact of the matter is that it has not. Foucault proceeds by way of a Nietzschean method of historical genealogy. He looks at something he considers to be an emblematic problem, a dysfunction in society, and traces that particular phenomena back in time to the point where it finds its inception. And at that point of inception, you can understand both its propulsive purpose on the one hand and what you might do or what you would need to do. What you would need to undertake is a strategy and a consciousness, a set of understandings to undo that which is wrong. So he traces back prisons, and we find that prisons really come into being at the very end of the 18th century. They don't really take hold and begin to expand until the 19th century. Now that's significant. And the reason it's significant is because it coincides with the emergence of a structure of social and political and economic organization that is the modern state. It's not that the state came into being as such at that relatively recent juncture, but the notion that you could vest on the basis of an appearance of a popular acclamation, that is a government of, by, and for the people, an absolute power and a central authority of the state is a concomitant. It's a concomitant to the emergence of the prison because there have always been a section of society, even in the Western world, that have understood that the emergence of a centralized authority vested in a state was antithetical to little things like human freedom, liberty, even the most fundamental kinds. And as a consequence, it became necessary in the context where there's an apparent liberal democracy, a consent of the people to the apparatus of governance, that those who would see through the charade be segregated out of society, isolated, neutralized, and silenced in some manner other than the exercise of raw force. Not that raw force is not available, that's the function of the police. They've not always been there either.